This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Child care providers across the state continue to call for increased support as high costs for families and low wages for workers contribute to closures. Nicole Sostead is the director of the Learning Tree Child Care Center in Eau Claire and says while families are struggling with increased prices, workers aren't benefiting from the additional money.
Your electrical bill's outrageous. You know, your heating bill's outrageous. The materials we use, paper towel, toilet paper, simple stuff like that. Groceries, our grocery bill is ridiculous. Granted, we do get some state funding for that through the food program, but it doesn't cover all those costs.
In addition to allowing both parents to remain in the workforce, child care providers also make a significant impact on long-term learning for kids. Julia Banker, a provider at Miss Julia's Schoolia and an organizer with Grassroots Organizing Western Wisconsin and Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed, emphasized just how critical those early years of brain development can be.
Reading with your child isn't just like language, it's also like sitting on a lap and like talking about books and like just kind of being together and how important that is for brain development. And like seeing an underdeveloped brain, like I think there was a picture of a brain from a child in an orphanage compared to a brain of like a child that had a very full, rich early childhood. And the better developed brain is like literally bigger and just looks healthier because it has the human relationship that's needed at the beginning.
After declaring 2025 as the year of the kid, Governor Tony Evers said he would not sign a new budget without continued direct investments for child care providers. His proposal included $480 million, but after negotiations with the state legislature, that number was reduced to just $110 million this year through the Child Care Bridge Payments Program. Providers say the reduced funding isn't enough to keep many facilities open, and closures could lead to significant consequences for both the industry and the overall workforce. The legal battle over federal funding for SNAP programs across the country continued this weekend. According to a press release on Sunday, Governor Tony Evers announced Wisconsin had joined another multi-state coalition in filing a letter with the First U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, urging the court to enforce its directive for the federal government to fund programs like FoodShare. The original directive came on Wednesday, at which time Wisconsin immediately distributed November FoodShare benefits. The Trump administration also filed a notice of appeal on the decision, leading the U.S. Treasury to deny authorization for the payment of those benefits in Wisconsin. Governor Evers now says the state may be at risk of having insufficient SNAP funds to reimburse local food stores and retailers for food share members. In a subsequent press release, Governor Evers said he had received correspondence from the Trump administration directing states to immediately undo any steps taken to issue full SNAP benefits for November. Governor Evers responded, saying Wisconsin legally distributed those benefits under the active court order. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has applied for $1 billion in federal funding through the Rural Health Transformation Program. Western Wisconsin in particular has struggled to maintain its rural health care services, especially following the closure of two hospitals and dozens of clinics in the Chippewa Valley last year. The recipients of the funding will be decided by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services by the end of the year. If Wisconsin's application is approved, the Department of Health Services plans to use that $1 billion investment to focus on rural healthcare capacity, sustainability, and innovation through three initiatives. Nearly $340 million of the funding would go towards strengthening the rural healthcare workforce, and nearly $330 million would go towards rural technology and innovation initiatives. An additional nearly $280 million would be used to establish new rural healthcare partnerships to improve sustainability in the industry. The city of Menominee is reminding residents about alternate side parking rules for the winter. Through April 1st, residents are only allowed to park on the side of the street with even-numbered addresses on even-numbered days and odd-numbered addresses on odd-numbered days. The rules will be enforced from 2 a.m. to 7 a.m., and if you receive a citation, you can use the city's Food for Fines program until January 1st to knock $2 off the fine for each non-perishable food item donated to the Menominee Police Department. That food will then be donated to Stepping Stones of Dunn County. Wisconsin Public Service is warning residents of a new scam involving utility services. According to agency officials, scammers have been contacting their customers and aggressively demanding payment or banking information while threatening to cut off utility services. They're reminding residents that the winter heating moratorium is already in effect, and utility companies are prohibited from shutting off service for non-payment during the winter. Residents should also be wary of any unsolicited calls with aggressive demands for payment. The city of Eau Claire is encouraging residents to take advantage of its free self-service compost service this week. The first Compost Palooza event took place at the Green Waste Facility and Brush Site on Jeffers Road on Saturday. A second event for residents who couldn't make it over the weekend is scheduled for Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. City officials are also reminding residents that since it's a self-compost event, they'll need to load their compost at the site themselves, so they should bring their own shovel, tools, containers, and anything else they need. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is once again offering free tree seedlings to fourth grade students across the state through its Arbor Day tree planting program. The program initially began in 1984 and provides around 50,000 free tree seedlings to fourth graders each year. School principals, teachers, and homeschoolers can place orders and coordinate delivery through an online application until March 16th. The program will also help Wisconsin reach its goal of planting 100 million trees across the state by 2030. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks go to Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks play the Mavericks tonight in Dallas. Milwaukee losing yesterday at home to the Houston Rockets, 122-115. Head coach Doc Rivers.
I thought we were bad on both ends of the floor. We gambled. We did things that we just can't do.
College basketball, Marquette losing to Indiana, 100-77 in a game played at the United Center in Chicago. The Golden Eagles have a following in the Chicagoland area. NFL, it's the Packers and Eagles at Lambeau Field. I asked Micah Parsons what his thoughts will be tonight after the loss of his former teammate, the Cowboys' Marshawn Nealon, who died at the age of 24.
If I know 9-4, you're going to want me to kill him. He gonna want me to kill him because that's how he played. He always played with the intent and passion and played the right way. And every time I seen him step on the field, he gave it his all. Even when he was hurt, even when he was dealing with things off the field, he never let it show on the field. So I have to do the same thing.
That's the Packers' Micah Parsons with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today, our high in the mid to upper 30s this afternoon with wind out of the west at around 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid 20s for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a bit warmer with a high in the upper 40s to near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.FM.